you're here. Fellowship's sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair.
Everyone loves you.
We're glad you're here.
We're glad you're here.
We're glad you're here.
Fellowship's sweeter,
knowing you're near. So good to see you. I hope that it's clear.
Everyone loves you.
Reading from Job chapter 37, verse 6. Maybe one not familiar with a lot of you, but it'll tie into our article that'll be read by the content contributor extraordinaire himself, Rob Seidenberg. But here is Job chapter 37, verse 6. And this is it, speaking of Rob, but I was just talking about Rob. He says to the snow, fall on the earth, and to the rain shower, be a mighty downpour. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Wednesday, February 1st, 2023. Happy February, Marianne and Rob.
Happy February. February 1st.
Wow, February
1st. I love this month.
Marching
along. It's the month of love.
The month of love. Yeah, kind of a early warning, guys, or guys and gals, those of you that have a love in your life, this is a month to
exhibit that. It's one of my favorite things is to go to County Market or to any grocery store and see these bewildered men walking around morning of February 14th trying to find what's left of the flowers. You know, they have those flowers in the water. You know, they're like, I'll take those.
And I think Jason tells a story about being in one of the card shops
and seeing
all these guys standing there reading the card, trying to figure out which one
what's
they're going to get.
Left over.
Holly and I had a practice a few different years where the day after Valentine's Day, when everything's like 50% off or discounted, that's when we gave each other the chocolates or whatever. We just thought it was fun, and there was a great savings, and she didn't care what day it was designated, nor did I. You know, so many of my holidays, when I worked for Jewel Food Stores, I had to work. Mm-hmm. And so whether it was Christmas or New Year's Eve or Thanksgiving, even on Christmas Day, I'd have to go in and check the compressors and that everything was functioning in the store. It was closed that one day, but it kind of marred my concept of holidays. Yeah. I just worked them all. Well, so having it the day after, Holly and I have done that a few different times,
where
then we get everything discounted.
So. Wouldn't it be fun, though, if you went out this year before Valentine's and bought some really fun stuff?
Say,
hey, that'd be fun.
Why did you pay full price? We could have waited a day.
All right, don't mind me.
Mark, it does take some of the romance out of it. I do realize
Mark, do you know the very best way to never again forget your wife's birthday or Valentine's Day?
Tell us.
Forget it once.
Well, that's one of the reasons I married Holly on New Year's Day, the first day in the new year, because it's hard to forget that that's our anniversary.
Yeah.
So I picked that really good day, so I won't forget.
Aww.
So anyways, we read out of Job, maybe not as familiar a book to many of you, but it's in God's Word. It's his inspired scripture. There's instruction. There's insights. There's ways to understand him better as you read this and wrestle with these individuals, these so-called friends of Job that gave him pretty poor advice at times, yet were used to help him understand his plight, and they then drew on God and things got somewhat resolved. But I say all that because there was some great teaching on Monday and Tuesday's edition of Mark and Friends, as Dr. David Webb shared on Hebrews 12, 1 through 3. On Monday, he kind of set the context, why it's important, how God has led him to study Hebrews, and why he's excited about it. And then yesterday, he began talking about the imperatives, the four imperatives that he believes are instructive for all of us that want to be disciples of Jesus. And so that's going to continue next Monday and Tuesday again. It was like an hour or so in the home studio, and I just kept rolling it, and he just kept teaching and sharing. And I said, well, David, I'll put this maybe into two or three broadcasts, and there was enough content to be Monday, Tuesday, yesterday, and Monday, and then next Monday and Tuesday you'll hear his concluding thoughts and remarks. But he's a gifted Bible teacher and appreciated it and got a lot of good feedback already. So next Monday and Tuesday, you'll hear from Dr. David Webb again.
Very good.
Woo-hoo. Have you met Dr. Webb
before?
Oh, yeah.
I've met him several times.
Okay. Yeah.
He's a delightful fellow. Very humble and amazing Bible teacher.
Yeah. So We're in the prime life times. Oh, yeah, we just got this delivered the other day. In fact, yeah. It's getting to our 400 plus locations. Even today, I think there's one or two more places that have to get deliveries. But for the most part, everyone came on Monday, and Monday and Tuesday got the delivery going. So I think they're all in Springfield now, yeah. And Decatur, and Bloomington, and Champaign-Urbana, into Danville, many locations in Indiana. So they're throughout the central Illinois area and west central Indiana area.
Very wonderful. So, well, today, Rob is going to read his Rural Memories column. And that's a very popular column. And this is actually part one of a very long article that we definitely wanted to get in here because everybody really liked it. And it just evokes a feeling. And I love this article.
Wait,
Ron.
If this is a part one, oh, all the staff really liked it.
Yeah.
I was going to say the readers already liked it.
We're working on March 2, so we just split it up. Okay. So this is part one. We'll have you read part two in March.
Awesome.
Okay, so let's go for it, called The Big Snow.
Okay. The southwest Wisconsin snow belt includes northwest Illinois, where astonishing amounts of snow can fall quickly. One winter when I was 14 and my friend Gerard was 15, he lived on the next farm to the west, we got a big snow. The two of us loved to be outside in all kinds of weather. Our little Ford tractor, end loader in front and blade on the back, had no cab or heater. We used it to clear snow from our township road and lane. We had to clear the public road ourselves that winter, as the township road grader was not working, nor was the road commissioner.
Either one.
Yeah.
On Monday, February 23, the snow started falling. We kids were wading single file through the snow coming home from the bus stop. Bold pioneer children that we fancied ourselves, my younger brother and I took turns breaking trail for our sisters. Once home, we changed quickly and headed out to do chores. Dad was clearing snow off the lane and township road so Mother could drive to the farmstead on her return from teaching school. We boys got the cows into the holding pen and set up for milking, then carried feed into the tank in the milk house. Dad wasn't back yet, so we started milking. The girls were out gathering eggs, washing them, and storing them in the egg room. The radio announcer...
Let me pause here. Washing eggs, though, I thought it's best to not wash them or anything. Then they can retain and sit on the counter and not be refrigerated much longer.
They have a natural seal.
Yeah.
I would still not store them without refrigeration or lay them down. I would still store them little end down, big end up.
It's kind of hard to sell them, though, if they're not washed in a store.
Well, if they're perfectly clean, it's fine not to wash them. But the health department would like you to wash them. And the egg wash actually contains a substance that reseals the outside of the shell.
Okay. Oh, so you have a special egg wash.
You have egg wash.
Okay. Yeah. That's lesson one. Carry on.
Don't get me started on eggs and chickens.
Yeah.
The radio announcer began listing cancellations and closures. We listened to the barn radio, hoping our school would be closed. It made the list. Our school district had never had a bad bus accident and wanted to keep it that way. Dad joined us in the milk parlor after clearing snow.
The milk parlor?
Okay. It's called the parlor. The cows came in and went around in a U-shape. There were three stalls there for cows. We fed them grain, and then they were up here, so you could just walk up to them and milk them. So that was pretty convenient. He helped milk, clean up, and check on the livestock. Then we headed into the house, hanging our snow-covered clothing in the basement to dry. After supper, Dad and I went out to feed the cows hay on the field east of the barn. I was on the hay skid, cutting the twine on the small round bales. Dad was driving the tractor slowly, both for safety and to give me time to get the hay properly spaced on the snow. We got off and unrolled the bales across the snow, walking among the hungry cattle. It was still snowing hard, the snow already over 2 feet deep. Dad considered plowing the roads one last time, but the wind was picking up and it was starting to get pretty nippy out. It wasn't so bad in the valley, but we heard the wind screaming up along the ridge. Even heavy winter clothing would seem thin in that blizzard. We went back into the house, had our family devotions, sang some songs around the piano, and went to bed early, thankful for a warm house.
Now, were you thinking as you went to bed, school's going to be canceled the next day?
Oh, yes.
Esther always asked, do you think there's going to be enough snow that school will be canceled today?
The eternal question of childhood.
It kept snowing most of the night. The next morning dawned clear with a stunning deep blue sky and extreme cold, 45 below Fahrenheit. The cows were waiting at the rolling door to get into the holding pen. We let them in and started milking early. As soon as we were done milking, we let the cattle back into the holding pen and put down a generous supply of hay. They would waste some, but they would bulk up on good alfalfa and keep warm. They soon turned every spider web in the barn into fairyland strands, coated with hoarfrost from their breath. Even wooden surfaces turned white. It was beautiful. After breakfast, Dad went out with me to start the tractor. He suggested driving up across an open hayfield where the snow was not as deeply drifted as in the lane. Then I could come back down the lane and push a lot more snow, the tractor's weight working for instead of against me. Dad told me to lower the dirt bucket just enough to push some of the deepest snow to the side so I could do more with the blade. Unfortunately, I straightened the lane in a few places. There was no sign of the lane's true location, and memory could not penetrate the 3 to 4 feet of drifted snow to indicate where it should be. On subsequent passes, I cleared the proper roadway a bit less blindly. Dad flagged me down after my second pass and sent me into the house for a big mug of Grandma's hot cocoa and a few oatmeal cookies. I didn't mind that interruption. On my third pass down the lane, as I was clearing some snow from around the vehicles, Mother came out and told me that my classmate Gerard was going up through one of their fields to start clearing the township road, grading back downhill toward their house. I heard his tractor engine. After our lane was completely clear of snow and I had pushed the snow as far to the sides as possible, I started clearing the township road along the ridge. The snow was deeply drifted, but after several passes, I got to where Gerard had made some downhill passes, starting from where he had driven up through an undrifted hayfield and come out onto the roadway. Gerard and I met up near his farmstead at the bottom of the hill. He said to come inside and get warmed up, so we sat at their kitchen table, nursing big mugs of hot cocoa, eating home-baked pastries, and chatting to his dad and mom. The entire county road was snowed full, and no milk trucks could get through. His dad suggested we clear a tenth of a mile from our mailboxes out to the county road, working together, one pushing snow left and the other pushing it right. We adjusted our blades appropriately and did that until noon. We also cleared over a mile the big county road, with each pass pushing the snow a little farther to the sides. We were exhilarated to have a snow day off from school, though on the farm that meant only more farm work and less homework.
Copyright Rob Seidenberg. Rob grew up in the beautiful hill country of northwest Illinois, where his brother still farms the home place.
The home place.
Oh, you bet. Oh, Rob, this is such a, evokes, you can almost feel it. And stay tuned next month for the rest of the story.
Hey, Rob, many times people say the homestead. Why did you choose to say the home place?
They say home place on the farm.
Do they?
Yeah, the homestead,
yeah, they do.
Is really... I mean, it's a technical legal term, but, you know, most of us don't have a homestead. That there's a Homestead Act, and you can clear some land and improve it, put some buildings on it, and then it's yours after so many years. Or you could get it as a bonus for military service or other things. But now the homestead usually means the buildings. Now, the home place, on the other hand, is a place Dad lived or Grandpa lived.
More personal.
The home place usually refers back to the place you grew up or...
And the land.
Something like that. So that's the home farm, the home place.
I've got a friend, and they're selling off a lot of farmland, and they talk, that's the word they use. They say the East Place, they mean all those acres. They say the home place, and they mean all those acres.
Of course, then there's always the back 40 and that
sort
of thing.
Yeah, that stuff.
So, Well, and there's a nice poem in here by Ralph Butzlow, and it says he still lives on the home place.
Yeah.
On the home farm, I think it says.
I think he says, what does he say?
Home farm, I think.
Do we want to read it?
Well, I kind of hate to read it, but it's pretty nice.
Well, I don't want you to do anything you hate to do.
Yeah, it says he lives on the family farm. And
oh,
so that's
the family
his
farm.
Home place where he grew up. And he moved back there.
All
later
right,
on.
All right.
Yeah, so I recommend that poem. Yeah, but it's probably a little cold and windy out to bring Ralph all the way down here just to read that one poem.
Okay, well, that's a little teaser for people to get their edition of the Prime Life Times available, as mentioned, at over 400 area locations. You can also read it online or get it sent to you. We'll be happy to have you subscribe for 1 year. It's $30, and we'll start with February. We can always send you the January edition, too, if you want it, but... It'll be 12 consecutive months from whenever you want to start it. And you can find out more at primelifetimes.com, primelifetimes.com, or call us at 217-367-7777, 217-367-7777. It'd be a great Valentine's gift,
oh,
maybe,
my,
Marianne.
Oh, my,
huh?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. All right, well, listener letters, what do
yeah,
you think?
Yeah, you bet.
Okay.
Let's do it. Thanks, everybody, for reading the February edition. There's more in there. Okay, I can start with Steve from Springfield.
Hey, Steve.
Yeah. And he writes and says, he wrote to WLUJ, he says, keep doing what you're doing. Spread the love of our Jesus Christ. God bless you.
Amen. We'll take that blessing, and we bless God, too.
Russell from Champaign writes, thanks for all your work and great witness for our Lord. God bless you. He's from Champaign.
Yeah, that's probably Russell. Is it Russell H?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, sang with the Singing Men of GNN, which incidentally, we're starting up rehearsals this coming Monday night.
Okay, so, all right.
Men, if you desire to sing and declare the wonders of God, come join us 7 p.m. at the Great News Media Center here at Marketplace Mall in Champaign. And also tomorrow is our community-wide prayer gathering at 7 p.m. You're all invited to come and pray, and we have a time of worship and sharing, and that's tomorrow from 7, always done on or before 8:30 tomorrow night here at the Great News Media Center. Come join us for prayer. Now here's a note from Marty from Mahomet, and she writes, Merry Christmas to all. May God continue to bless your ministry. And so this has been in our collection of letters for a while here, but we want to acknowledge
Christmas,
Marty.
As everybody knows. I love holidays. I love every single holiday. I get excited over them. Okay. Is it my turn again?
Yes, it is.
Okay. To the family of WLUJ, I thank God every day for your radio station. There's so much wickedness in the environment in which I live. Many times I just walk around with the radio in my ears to drown out the terrible things being said and done. I thank God for the lady announcer who mentioned my name for prayer. I was kind of down in spirit, and she said, let's not forget Clarice at Logan Prison. That made my day. That was me, Clarice, and I'm still praying for you this, Marianne. God bless you. We love you, Clarice. Thank you for your support.
Right. God bless you.
Please find a gift in clothes. And she just says, may God continue to bless you all, Clarice.
This one is from John from Paxton.
Oh, John, he helps deliver the Prime Lifetime publication.
Yes.
He was in the other day picking them up.
Mark and staff, thank you all for a great year of programming. I've been especially blessed by David Jeremiah and Focus on the Family. The gospel greats are great also. God's blessings as you all plan and initiate in 2023. God is good. God is great all the time, John.
And I should include Gail in that because many times they drive together and she sometimes knits or reads a book and John delivers the papers and comes in, loads up, and I just get to, many times I get to say hi
I have,
to Gail.
I have a rule in my life to never lie, but I so badly want to say that I knit. You know, I don't. And so I want
or she
to
might
be,
crochet too.
I want to be one
sure.
of those people.
This comes from Vanita from Springfield. I want to praise God for healing my little great-grandson of cancer.
Oh, my.
Thank you, Lord.
Thanks to the many who have prayed
you,
for
God.
The family. And I know she submitted a prayer request, and our team certainly prayed for her. And thank you for following up and letting us know God's miraculous healing, Vanita. May he continue to work in your life and into the life of your grandson.
Okay. This is from Steve. Enclosed as a gift towards your fine ministry. Your ministry is unique, as the music programmed is focused on worship versus entertainment. The variance in styles, and he lists classical, contemporary, praise, worship, gospel, is diverse, and it's not cookie cutter. Thank you so very much. Please continue this format. Blessings and grace. And it's titled, Dear Brothers and Sisters at Great News Radio. Thank you, Steve.
Yeah, oh. We do, I won't say pride ourselves, but I've always tried to schedule a variety of music to the glory of God because God uses many different styles and genres, from Southern gospel to light contemporary to the traditional to choirs and hymns to
classical.
Just a soloist or children. And so there might be a harp arrangement. I really try to mix it up.
That's
so
great.
We'll continue to do that to God's glory.
This is from a new listener, Dennis from Mount Pulaski.
Hey, Dennis.
Oh.
Thank you for the work you do for Jesus. Merry Christmas. And so this one has been around since Christmas.
Mount Pulaski used to have a great fireworks show. We used to go there.
Wow.
On July 4th.
Maybe they still do, too. I don't know.
That's coming up this year, too, again.
Let's get out of this cold weather. I'm looking forward to that.
Christmas in July. Yeah. Marianne's looking forward to every holiday.
Yes, I am.
This comes from Wayne from New Holland, Illinois. I like David Jeremiah before I go to church. Our daughter, and he mentions her name, is a part of the New Holland and Eastern United Methodist Church. I really like your music, like the Gaithers. My wife and I have been to many of the Gaither concerts. I know my wife is in heaven with Jesus. And this is from Wayne from New Holland. Thanks for the support and the update. And may God be an ever-present companion and an encouragement to you as you grieve the loss of your wife and recognize that God still has work for you to do here on earth.
Mm-hmm. This is from Urbana, James. And he just asking you to change the address on his radio spot.
Yeah, James is a barber. In fact, he gives out Bibles and ministry resources, Our Daily Bread or Unshackled.
Guy.
Okay.
He cuts hair, and he many times has 89.3 being broadcast. So those that are his, not his patients, his customers.
Oh, my word. No, they're not patients. When I go get my haircut, I hope I'm not a patient.
Well, you have to show patience, as you get your haircut. So, anyways,
Customer.
He's got a very interesting story. The News Gazette did something on him years ago. And
really?
Then I read it and called him up and interviewed him. Great follower of Jesus.
Oh, my.
And God continues to work in his life.
Great.
So this is from Dan in Urbana, and he's soon moving to Arizona. So he really wants to learn to hear the stations online, and I think we can help him with that.
Yes.
And so he has a number of prayer requests, and I pray through all these, and I trust that God will honor our prayers and help him with these things.
Oh, that's
so
nice.
God bless you, Dan, and thanks so much for writing.
Mm. Well, thank you, Dan. And I'll close out with one more. This is from Lisa from Springfield. And she writes, "Hello, everybody. Hello." Three exclamation points, Marianne.
Hi, Lisa.
And then she has, "Hello is the shampoo that glorifies your hair."
Oh, hey, that's an old shampoo.
Then she says, "God loves laughter, so a bit of levity is a treasured thing. Besides, how many people are old enough to remember that jingle?"
I do.
"Thanks for my joy, hearing, and voice." And this is signed by Lisa from Springfield. Thank you, Lisa. Thank you for your support. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns, Marianne Simpkins, and Rob Seidenberg with the Ministry of Great News Media. God bless you, and have a great day and night.